Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. Some of the many services we offer include fitness classes, community education, information, and referral. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio. This is Project Independence and you, and this voice you hear is Christina Liu, who is the producer of this program, and we are just having quite a jam-packed day, Otto.
There we are.
I have to give a special thank you to Peter Janowski, who is the partner, best friend, everything to John Ryan, and he was filled in today and did a great job. So thank you for Peter for doing that. And we've just had a great show. We've had on two amazing women so far, who are just we're lucky to call, you know, elected officials, and I think that they're doing such great work in different, you know, kind of realms in this government world, Otto. So it was nice to showcase that. And
both very, very competent, just like you.
Oh, well, I was waiting for that, Otto. I mean,
yeah. Well, you gave me the cue card.
Yes, I said two women. Now we're on to the third. But it really, like I said, that's my favorite part of the show. You know, I was sitting there and, you know, first we had Gina, and listening to Gina, you know, just you felt through, you know, Zoom and, you know, hopefully through the airwaves, just how, you know, she wants to make a difference. And I think that showed you, you know, when you asked her how, you know, why did you get into this? She always wanted just to like help people. And that clearly has, you know, shows through all of the different work she's done in different governmental kind of roles throughout her career. So
I didn't realize she was as involved with North Hempstead back with the community services thing.
Yeah, because you know when I actually started, I think she was actually, when I first interned, I think she was the deputy commissioner over there. So like I said, I've known Gina for a while, and so it was great. And then of course, having County Executive Laura Curran on is wonderful. And hopefully, you know, if her schedule permits, you know, each week or so, or every few weeks, we'll kind of like leave it up to, as I said, her schedule to just pop in and kind of give updates. Because the good thing is that, you know, I have to say North Hempstead and, you know, Nassau County, we really have a great partnership going, and there's a constant communication. You know, she had mentioned this new hotline for seniors, and yesterday, you know, we got it. They sent it over to the town. So I just want to say that again, it's 516-227-9590. It's Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 4:45 p.m. And you can do everything from ask questions about the vaccine or help, you know, getting an appointment. So it's certainly, I think everyone's doing their part, as we said, and that's it's great. And these pop-ups are wonderful. You know, North Hempstead, we've had now, we had 5, I want to say, pop-up events now, which I could speak of. I'm surprised I'm still standing, because it's been quite a whirlwind, and this is over just the course of, I think our first pop-up was the last week in February. So it's been every week we've been kind of doing it, and it's short notice because, like I said, it depends on when the supply is available, so you kind of got to act quick, you know, in this whole thing. So we have, you know, everyone knows I love a good number, and we've given out, I think it's almost 1,600. Yeah, it's 1,694 shots have been provided by, you know, North Hempstead to seniors. So it's great. You know, it feels really good. And what's so great is that where I've been receiving letters and calls into 311, just from seniors who are expressing their gratitude, because it's really made a difference, you know. And it's hard, you know, to kind of figure out how to get these appointments. That was causing so much stress for people, you know, was navigating the system of kind of getting an appointment, and it was hit or miss and whatnot. But a lot of these pop-ups, you know, and I hear them all around town, you know, different pharmacies now are getting it. I even heard a Stop and Shop had, you know, and that pharmacy was offering it. So I think that as time goes on and it becomes more readily available to people, it's going to get easier. And I've seen it, you know, firsthand, certainly from when it first came out.
Was that in partnership with Northwell?
Our vaccines? So yeah. We actually did the first three of them were Catholic Health Services.
Right.
And then the second two that we did was with Northwell.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, so it's really great. You know, and of course, you know, not to toot our horn, but they're very impressed, you know, with working with the ladies over at North Hempstead, because we it was quite the, you know, we had these lists ready. You know, we were hoping some stuff like this was gonna happen. So, you know, our social workers and nurses and just, you know, all of us just from months of planning, you know, had a lot of lists of people that, you know, wanted to get the vaccine and whatnot. So, and our next hope, you know, Gina had mentioned it earlier too, is that, you know, we really hope to figure out a way to get it to homebound seniors. Because I think that that's the most difficult. Obviously they're the ones that can't get to a vaccine center and, you know, are at risk. You know, they have people coming in, AIDS and whatnot. So it's definitely important to keep them healthy too. So hopefully we'll kind of figure that out, how to do that too. So, you know, and as Laura Kern said, there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and I see it, you know, each day. There's certainly some, you know, positive stuff kind of going on, you know, whether, you know, we're opening in baby steps, you know, these different venues, which is exciting.
Open conversation here, but, the people at home at this moment in time, not to mislead anybody, there is no program. Is that correct?
For what? For homebound?
Yeah.
No, unfortunately not. You know, we are hoping that, you know, either whether it's Northwell or whoever, you know, whatever health system it is, we'll be able to do that. And I know that they're trying to figure out, you know, logistically how to do that. But, you know, you can call 311. I could speak firsthand because I have a list going, you know, a waiting list of people who are, you know, interested. So this way, as soon as, you know, something like that gets pulled together, we could kind of reach out and do it. So
they could call 311.
Yeah, and that's what I want to say.
And on the list.
Right, absolutely. And I can't, right. Obviously, I wish I could give you a date, you know, or something, you know, that's definite. Unfortunately, it's not, but I know that, you know, whether it's in partnership with North Hempstead or if it's some kind of information we're going to get, regardless, you know, being on that list, at least we can contact you and let you know.
I imagine some of the problem is the fact that entering the home during.
Yeah, well, that's the issue, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's not the supply part.
Yes.
It's more so the just the logistics.
Right, and you just want to keep everyone safe, you know, on both sides. So it's always kind of figuring out how that kind of works. Mm-hmm. You know, when it's in these other kind of facilities, there's certain guidelines, you know, and protocol that has to be followed. So you're able to do that. But as you were saying, in a home, you know, that's a different kind of story. So, but we're hopeful that it'll get there. I know it's something that a lot of people have been talking about, you know, figuring out a way to address. But I always want to encourage people, you know, you just call 311 or 869-6311, because that's really just kind of the lifeline. You know, you just call and you could ask these questions. And, you know, what is great is that we get information from so many different places, you know, so it's kind of this data collection, you know, hub. And that's really how our social workers and nurses, they're able to kind of lead you in the direction. Like every day there is something new, which is great. You know, I have to say that's, it's a positive thing that each day something new is kind of popping up, new information or whatnot. So I think it's important, because that's what I noticed had happened, and a lot of was causing people anxiety, was that they just didn't know, their communication wasn't there, you know, for them. So having, you know, Project Independence where they could ask these questions, I think is so important. So call 311 or 869-6311 for any of those kind of questions. But Otto, what I also want to tell people that is very exciting, because after this show ends at 12 o'clock, you could just have a whole North Hempstead day. Because Supervisor Bosworth is delivering her State of the Town address. It's going to be on the town's website and Facebook page live at 12 p.m. And then throughout the month, it's going to be aired on North Hempstead TV. So you can check the schedules, because it'll be, you know, repeating there. And she's just going to go over everything that kind of accomplished in 2020, which we always talk about on this show, that is incredible, because even though the world kind of felt like it stopped, North Hempstead certainly didn't stop. It just kind of had to think outside the box and get creative in providing different services. And then she's going to talk about 2021, kind of what's going to go on. So,
well, Judy will be on this show.
Yes, Judy is in here on April, I believe in April sometime, right? I think it's, I don't have the thing in front of me. It's in one of my multiple papers somewhere.
Yeah.
But she will be on doing a recap, which is always good. So we'll get firsthand, we could ask her all the questions that were interested in. So that should be certainly wonderful. So yes, Judy will be on the show on April 9th.
Right. It's only two weeks. No, 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Yes. I know we are approaching the end of March, which is, we're just flying by. So I definitely think people should watch it. Cause I always love, you know, and that's what's weird this year. I mean, I've been going to the State of the Town address in person, you know, for 10 years now, I guess. And it's really a great place to, you know, not only hear everything that, you know, the whole town has accomplished in 2020, and she goes over each department and whatnot, and, you know, but then it's to kind of talk about 2021 and projected plans. And so it's good stuff. So definitely
not in person this year.
It is not in person this year. So that's what's very different, you know, with everything. As much, even though we've been doing this for, you know, over feels like a lifetime, but it's been like a year. It still like gets you sometimes, you forget, like, oh my gosh, you know, like it's just weird, like these kind of tradition things that you don't necessarily have, but it's okay. You can watch it and we'll make do. And hopefully next year it will be in person, these things. So, but in the meantime, we have such great programming, and I want to remind people to tune in next week, because we're going to have on Dr. Deep Parikh, who is an ophthalmologist and a retina specialist, and he's going to actually talk about macular degeneration and eye health for older adults. So
I have actually been talking to several people who have macular degeneration because I knew this was coming, and I'm looking forward to that. With the, you know, a lot of people are concerned with, you know, they know how to treat it theoretically, even though the treatments are limited, but a lot of people are very concerned about how do they live with it? What options do they have? Where will it go? You know, how does it progress? There's a lot of questions. They would love to have a support group. Maybe we might learn a little more in between now and then. You know, of people who are in the same boat they're in.
You're so right, Otto, because it's really, it's a complicated topic, and, you know, and you hear that, you know, and everyone like panic, but I have to say what's great is that in recent times, there's been so many new developments, and you know, hopefully we'll be able to go into that next week. So, but now we are approaching another break. So this is Project Independence and You Radio. This is WCWP 88.1 FM. And come back, because we'll be talking about some more great stuff.